for you, she said, and we can stay for a while. My boyfriend's gone, we can just pretend. Looks I need no introduction. Now who's the greatest? Your trap I seem to reply. Tell me, darling, where do we begin? I'm here for you, she said, and we can stay for a while. My boyfriend's gone.
I told you we needed John here tonight.
We did.
Things are getting so fucked up without him.
Oh, man. What's up, guys? It's Monday night. Crash Test Radio. Send us an instant message, Crash Test Losers on AIM. And check us out, myspace.com/Crash Test Radio.
We got lots of people, lots of friendly, fun guests here on the show tonight.
We have a fuckload of people here again.
A fuckload.
Was this like, the week before... last week, so 2 weeks ago. Yeah, thank you, Bobby.
Nice.
Bobby from Thrive is always here with us.
For your party.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, your birthday party.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was a fun show.
I think I saw you on Chain Reaction last week.
I did.
Me, Tom, and Rocco were on our game show last week. We're not going to tell you what happened, though.
Killing it.
Not going to tell you
we
what
lost.
Happened.
Tom, what's your phone number? I have a new phone.
555-1212 Yeah.
Someone write it down for me.
Area code 9.
I gotta call Tom.
9 9.
Area code 911.
Someone write it down.
Someone write down Tom's phone number for him.
If you guys can hear us right now, send a message.
No, they can. I can see. We're working now. We had a little trouble. Sorry, we're on a little bit late. There was a
send us a message that says peanut butter.
A little bit of confusion. is peanut butter?
Peanut butter testicles this week.
Yeah. That was the problem with last week's show. Is we just should have had a secret word and everything would have worked out better.
That's true.
The couch mic working? We got ripping.
I don't know. I can't hear
the hell are you doing?
I was playing the secret word, but it was.
We got ripping and Coop on the couch.
Cooper.
Coop listens all the time. He's like a regular listener.
Rips.
We brought a listener into the city who's very excited to be here. For
so
the
just
time.
Keep
Rips
thinking,
off
kids.
Porky's getting annihilated.
If
tonight.
You keep IMing us all the time, like what's his face, Coop, all the time, maybe you'll get to hang out.
It's possible.
It could happen.
So are you calling? Are you calling Tom's phone? You want to listen to Tom's voicemail?
I do. Okay.
That's cool. This is what normally happens when you call Tom. It goes to voicemail.
Always.
Oh yeah. Well, I thought maybe you're no. You, now it's ringing actually, yeah, okay. So I gotta kill some time.
We do. So we were on. So for you new fresh listeners, me, Tom, and Rocco were on a game show on the Game Show Network this past week called
Chain Reaction.
Chain Reaction.
It's I love Dylan.
It's cool, Dylan, the guy.
Jared had
you.
The fucking biggest boner over Dylan.
That's yeah, yeah, I had a boner.
Here,
over,
I think it's gonna come up now.
You would.
Here it is.
Think that.
If you ever call me. Get used to this.
You may know me from the game show of Chain Reaction. You might have seen me on there. And, yeah, I can get my phone now. Leave a message.
Now, granted, the show hasn't
wow,
aired yet.
Wow, big head.
It hasn't aired
himself,
yet.
Huh?
It's not, I said it so straight face too.
This is a very important date and time to mark down on your calendars. March 29th, 10 p.m.
10 p.m.
on the game
on
show.
It's a Wednesday, right? Wednesday?
No, Thursday.
It's a Thursday. Don't fuck people up.
I'm saying
people are. No, you know how many Thursday. People are gonna say is it on Wednesday or Thursday now?
That was my whole goal.
It's a Thursday. We gotta get Ross Star to let us fucking take his hour so we can watch the show on the air.
Oh yeah, yeah. That ain't gonna
that ain't
happen.
Gonna happen.
No,
so we were on the game show, and we're not gonna tell you if you won or lost.
I've got Daphne Loves Derby coming on my show that night.
But that's how we play the game. You douchebag.
Oh, man. We have a game
Kiger's,
today.
Kiger's living outside his mind.
I love
tonight
that.
On the show.
Sorry, so it doesn't matter.
We have a game to play tonight. It's a game to see. We always have different people in here, obviously, like tonight. So we're going to see how well we all know each other.
And we're going to, yeah.
With a game that I haven't titled yet.
You haven't titled yet? I say you call it What the Fuck.
All right. We'll call it What
That's kind of
the
funny.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. And meet your contestants for What the Fuck.
How's it going, Idelby Listen?
Hi, I'm Louie Anderson, and I'm huge, and I'm going to talk Louis. About Let's Give a Fuck.
All right, let's play the feud. Louie.
You're an idiot.
Survey says, yeah, what, oh my
wait,
God,
what
was
that
great.
Old dude who used to host Family Feud? Richard Dawson?
Richard Dawson.
He was such a pimp.
The one that
he made out
everyone.
With every single chick.
I know.
He was the guy who
no,
hung
molested.
Himself.
Oh, I forget.
Yeah, okay.
That's the kid that we that's the kid that we all grew up with
what,
on the
Pat
first
Sajak?
Show.
The old guy.
No, it was
Pat's,
the guy.
You're an idiot.
The guy who kind of looks like Pat Sajak.
Kill himself.
Yeah, he does.
But he killed himself. I thought he was good.
No, how he
did,
was bad.
How did really? Exactly did he kill himself?
Let's not go into
I think
this.
He
we had
himself.
A bad show last week.
No, he
week.
Definitely
let's
hung himself
because
I
way.
Heard about that.
He did. Himself. Moving on.
All right, so we went to a game
like,
show.
What's this four-letter yeah, word? H-U-N-G.
Let's talk about the game show a little bit. We did go, and we were put into seclusion once we got there. We were not allowed to have our cell phones. We were not allowed to read anything.
Or talk to anyone outside. But I did talk to a bum while smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, so did I.
Now they're not going to send
yeah,
my check.
Rocco, we did.
I know.
Wait a minute. So wait a minute.
Oh, shit. I just
wait a
gave
minute.
Away something.
What's the matter?
Wait a minute. I
notice it.
I remember the last time I was on the show, was 2 weeks ago,
yes.
Tom was quitting smoking cigarettes.
Yes.
And now he just said that he smoked one.
Oh, it lasted.
So
lasted
my question
like
is, Tom,
days.
Tom, how's that smoking? No smoking going.
Liar! It's gone away.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
For you listeners, that's Santa Claus back in the studio with us.
Is that Krevin Groff? He's taking over
Krevin?
The...
Krevin?
Groff.
Krevin.
Krevin.
Krevin
Santa,
Groff.
Santa's
Krevin.
Here in the off season.
Do you know what the
he's
best...
He's doing the IMs. What do you think Santa does when it's spring and summertime?
He tore...
I drink and fuck all day.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, hos.
Thank you, Santa.
Any guitar techs in Australia. Yeah.
That's right. I guitar trek in a... Trek.
It's
I trek
it's
around.
Krevin the Trekker.
Everyone is wasted.
Krevin the guitar
Everyone,
Trek.
There's a big problem with tonight, and that is talking over each other is going crazy.
Well, wait. Fucking Tom is over here, like, yelling. he's like, everything's moving.
We were getting into something good, though, for a second. We were telling about the
game show.
Thing.
And I think we should
get back to it.
Let's see where you're going with that.
We're
let's
get
continue
back to
on.
It. We're going right. to get back to it.
So we were putting to. I want to tell the story. I don't know.
You want to tell people, like, what goes on backstage at a game show. That's what I wanted to do.
Yes. I had no idea either.
And I really want to talk about my favorite moment in your entire life.
Oh, that was really good.
But I don't know if it's going to come across as funny as it was.
Should I tell it?
I don't care. Go for it.
So
just don't fuck it up.
The game is about three guys versus three women, and we're put in a room with two other teams of girls and two other teams of guys. And this one
Sexist.
Team
Jagger.
This one team is a bunch of, like, 35-year-old white women.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Very professional.
Yeah.
And, you know, it seemed like they were just, like, someone from the office was like, "Oh my God, we're gonna be on a game show! Who is it? All the Yentas gathered around and fucking did it. Well, the girl who was the captain named the team. You have to name your team. And at the time, she thought she was going to do it with two black women.
Because she worked in between
two
black women.
She sat in between them.
So
they were both
like an Oreo.
So their team was Team Oreo. Yet, they were all white. She didn't bring those two black people.
Why not?
Black people.
So everyone was like,
racist. Where's Jose?
Black. Did you say black?
So I figured, like, I asked her, I was like, why? Or everyone kind of asked her, why is your
I believe
team
a guy named
Oreo?
Jagger, whose episode airs either the day before or the day after us, and you have to
Yo,
see this guy.
My claim to fame is Rock and Roll Jeopardy.
Yeah.
This guy's like, he does the game show circuit.
Well, yeah. Those other shows will be on, I think, March 27th, March 28th. Those shows, we met those people too.
No, one day before, one day after.
Oh, is it? 28th yeah. and the 30th. 30, whatever. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Doesn't matter.
But so she went ahead and told that story, and the team that me, Tom, and Jarrett played were three, like, early 20s, but stereotypical, like, black chicks.
Racist.
Like
college,
they
college
were, like,
girls. College girls.
College girls, yeah. And they came in, and they were all loud. Remember, we
abrasive.
Heard them in the, we heard them in the elevator
not,
going
not in
up.
In a bad way. It was just really loud.
Yeah, they were just, like, there was stuff.
They were
like,
great.
You would see in a movie. Yeah, she was like, oh, my God, we're going to play a game. Oh, we're going to play a game. Oh, is this the team we're playing? Oh, this team we're playing? Yo, we're going to win. Well, no, maybe you win, but, you know, oh, come on.
Very cool.
Very cool
during
girls.
The whole show, I kept bringing up, I was like, all right, we got to start putting our game faces on, like, because we were really friendly with them at first, and then we were getting ready to do the show. I'm like, yo, it's time for game face. And they were like, they just went at it. They're like, I can't take you seriously. You're wearing makeup and shit and, like, fucking with us.
They were the nicest people that we met that entire day.
Oh,
mine
totally.
Is the guy who looked like the poker face dude.
Which
the intern?
Oh, the no the
oh,
the,
yeah. PA, the PA who looked like the guy who was like,
yeah, the people
who
show
me
whoa.
Your.
Let's not talk shit on PAs here.
You're a production assistant?
He was really nice.
No, yeah. Now, well, most of the people that worked there were nice. But that team, I had said if I wanted anybody else to win the game, not to get saying what happened in the game, but if I wanted anybody else to win, I wanted their team to win.
Right, right.
So it was cool because that meant that we lost. So
yeah.
I feel
Which
okay
we
with
did.
The loss.
We lost, guys.
Well, that's the thing. They we just thought they were regular, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
We just thought, you know, they were regular girls. And I guess they do themes on this show. Because remember they did the
yeah,
Yale
like
versus
the,
Harvard?
Yeah, they and, took six assholes and put them on
yeah,
a game show.
No, but they, crazy
you didn't notice that? It was like they labeled our team as the rock star guys.
Hey, here's the hopeful rock
no,
stars.
Rock star hopefuls.
Rock star hopefuls. And then they
so
introduced these girls that were like, all right, these are regular girls. We can beat them totally. He introduced them as master's degree
yeah,
students.
Yeah, everyone
with a minor in philosophy
yeah,
and,
like,
and a second major in
yeah.
blah, blah, blah.
So
getting back to the story,
yeah,
this woman.
You tell
her okay, you're a mess. This. So she's like, oh, you know,
ass munch.
So you know, hey, the question was Jagger, this guy who's on the day before
Jagger.
Or after. This fucking douchebag.
I hate that guy.
Told me he was an actor. I'm like, what'd you do? He's like, I did a stand-in on The Sopranos. I'm like, oh, so you were there so they could light you. That doesn't make you an actor.
Yeah. Like, and that yeah. one, that chick with the short hair was like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So anyway,
I crush on her.
So we're all in this room. So there's us, the team we're playing against, the three black girls, and this the team Oreos, and then this guy
but
Jagger
all white.
And them. And
yeah.
Stuff. Yeah, team Oreos are white.
The cue balls.
So this one, yeah, the cue balls because all their heads were shaved because they're Nazis, which made it all very awkward for that matter. That. Yeah, but anyway, so the someone's like, hey, why is your team the team named Oreos? So the woman goes and says it with this. So this you douchebag. I was like getting the story out finally.
Did you say black? You
So this woman goes, we're the team Oreos, and he's like, well, why are you that? And she goes, well, when we originally signed up for the show, I sit in between, and she starts to whisper. She, like, does the look around, like, are there any black girls
two
in the room?
Black
there were clearly three black girls in the room, and she said it with the most guilty tone. She goes, I sit in between two black girls. and the faces on these black girls goes absolutely wild, and Rocco, to make everything that much more amazing, just yells...
Get him! To the black chick.
He points at them and goes, get him.
Looks at the black girls, takes his arm and points at these three white women and just goes, get them!
Oh, I thought there was a race war going up in there. And I didn't know which side to pick because I'm kind of dark. And I don't know.
But those girls died when you said that.
It was the fun.
Oh, they loved it.
They were awesome. They were very cool.
And everyone's asking all these different questions afterwards. And I tried to ease up the racist tension in the room by asking, is it true?
I thought I was black. I listen to hip-hop, I watch UPN, and I love playing basketball.
It wasn't supposed to be that loud. Was it really loud?
Oh, you're a mess. Rocco, you're done for, dude. Right.
So, moral of the story is, you need to watch the show.
You need to watch
the show. We make fools of ourselves.
I believe I referred to myself as a retard during
twice,
the show.
Twice, and good I think
show.
Rocco agreed.
And then, no, Rocco goes, or no, the host of the show at one point says, no, Jarrett, you're not a retard. And Rocco goes, no, he is. Yeah, and we'll see if they cut that or not.
I'm really excited for the intro when they told us to do something crazy because they thought we were like the funniest guys in the world.
You're like, you guys are rock stars. Act like you're playing the guitar. So I believe I played like the flute and the violin.
I was playing violin, you were playing flute. Rocco was jerking off.
You did the jerking off motion?
Yeah.
You should have.
No, the whole time I was going like this, but I was going, this is all fake. This is all fake because they made us redo the intro.
It's true.
We had to film it twice because we're retarded.
Can we just let out what happened though?
No.
I think it's more fun.
No.
I think we have to hold it. I think
because we did get destroyed.
It was a close game. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, it was very close.
Should be entertaining.
It's definitely going to be entertaining, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Everyone's going to be writing into Kevin like, yo, they fucking lost those stupid assholes.
No, people are still asking what show it is and when it is.
Oh, it's
Chain
called
Reaction, March 29th.
It's
Thursday
on
night on the Game Show Network at 10 p.m.
10 p.m.
I can handle
Game
this.
Show Network. March
I'm killing
29th.
It right now.
It's a Thursday.
Yeah.
You're doing very good.
Thank you.
I like you.
What about
you.
People
like
don't
you.
Get Game Show Network?
What? I like
what?
Sex.
What?
Certain people don't get Game Show.
Well, we're gonna TiVo it and we're gonna put it on YouTube as soon as we can get it, the fucking shit working.
That sounds kind of illegal.
Oh no,
that's not illegal. Shut up.
It's actually it is illegal for us to actually say what happened on the game show.
Yeah, but I didn't say anything. We lost
in that 45.
Gold jacket, green jacket. Who gives a shit?
In that
where's the other half of this bottle?
And that 45-page contract that we had to sign when we walked into the show,
yeah.
It said that we could not talk about the outcome of the show until it's aired.
Okay, so we lost, we won. Who the fuck knows? Just watch it on March 29th, 10 p.m., Game Show Network.
And all I have to say is...
We'll put out a bunch
it's
of going to
be hilarious.
DJ Rostar was on Lingo.
And he lost. What a loser.
So that was the pressure we had walking into this, is one other person on the station who lost on a game
if
show.
If you want to know the outcome, message me on MySpace.
I don't think you can say that.
I won't tell you.
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
What, MySpace?
I don't think we're allowed to say anything that we said. And the funny thing is, too, and that's an admission of guilt. And the funny thing is, too, the one guy, because we had to fill out a questionnaire, and mine was all dirty shit that I knew they couldn't use on TV anyway.
Why didn't you shave today?
And I'd like to mention that Tom threw in the fact that I was arrested. So when the fucking producer of the show called, he's like, so what's this I hear about you being arrested in Philadelphia? I'm like, that motherfucker.
He goes, so you guys do a radio show. Tell me about that. He's like, that must be interesting. And I'm like, yeah, I guess. And he's like, where can I listen to it? And I go, oh, fuck. This is the way they're going to fuck with us somehow. Like, they're either going to say we cheated because we practice on the air or something else. So I didn't tell
them
where
won,
he could listen to
you're
it.
Saying you'd be concerned.
No, even before.
Oh, okay.
I was like, they're going to fucking... Yeah, because if we won, they'll be like, well, we listened to this show that you did a couple of weeks ago.
All I know is for the amount of questions they ask in that questionnaire... What they said on air,
and you'll see that too.
Was one fucking question they asked that we could have just made up on the spot. We didn't need to get this whole email questionnaire.
We filled
out,
our
entire
four pages of stories,
and our entire life story. And then on air, they were like,
"I just told
you
to listen."
So
to the
I heard
podcast.
You got a bra thrown at you, Tom. Right. Yeah, okay. Hey, Rocco, what happened to you? Same.
Yeah, what was I supposed to say?
Tom
threw me a curveball.
The best part about that, and I'm ruining now the whole show, but we're not going to tell you the outcome, so it doesn't matter. Tom's like, "Yo, should I like add an adjective to the whole like bra thing?" And I'm like, what? He's like, yo,
double
I want to be
D.
Like, I want to be. I had a double D bra thrown at me, and he and that's
I said it on it on TV.
We'll see what they cut. $20 says like the show's totally different.
I had a bra thrown at me. Yeah, I'll take out three crullers and I've had an day. So that'll be three crullers and that way you shit. Yeah, yeah.
Good deal. Sorry,
stop fucking with my mic.
Sorry,
so.
Man.
You know, let's go to a song, and then let's come back and let's get to know
we're
everybody.
We're gonna play our game show.
Can I give
what the fuck?
Wait, can I give a quick shout out? Because I'm getting text messages of people that are listening in.
Oh yeah,
no,
totally.
I'm John. I'm taking over John's spot. He gives a lot of shout outs. You think I'm scared? Steve from Iowa.
You're like, fucking.
I love you. Vicky Sahosky's listening.
Julie is too.
Oh.
There's the shout out.
She said, I hear you.
Continue.
That's it. And that's for it. John.
What's that?
One love, whoa. John.
And Jose just walked in the room.
Jose!
Yo, Jose!
Jose!
Yo, Jose! Jose! Hit up the couch, Mike. Say hi.
Yo, Dave's on the couch.
No, say hi.
Oh my god, he's a wreck.
Yo.
It's Black History Month.
Hey, represent. Play the song.
That microphone's not even working. I don't know why.
Turn that bitch on.
It was on.
There he is.
Oh, there
I
he
hear,
is.
I hear it live.
Yo,
here,
Derek got all kinds of fucking lost, dude. We went on 46.
Song time.
He just fucking
yo, tell
it.
Tell us when we're not on the
Jose,
air.
Just shut up.
All right, here's a song. Here's NoFX, Perfect Government for Tommy.
I picked this.
Off Punk and Drublick.
Do it.
On Adobe Radio.
.com.
Of freedom. And who the fuck are you anyway? Who the fuck are they? Who the fuck am I to say? What the fuck is really going on? How did the cat get so fat? Why does the family die? Do you care why? Cause you're the best.
Is brought to you by Crash Test Radio.
It looks like our weather will get warmer over the next couple of days, but we have to go through a few snow showers first. Your complete forecast, all today's news, straight ahead in the Fox Live and News. Fucking mother whore. Shit!
This has been a Crash Test Radio weather update. Keep listening for more development.
That is great.
That's funny, man.
That's one of the best things I've ever heard in the entire world.
Love news.
Wait, can you play? Do you have that newscast? Now I'm throwing you for a loop right now because you're doing 8,000 things on your computer probably.
Yeah.
Can you bring up that newscast about the climbing the mountain?
Oh, yeah, I can.
We played this a couple weeks ago, and I don't know if it got the respect it deserved. This is one of the funniest fucking things I have ever heard in my entire life.
I mean, I have it in a promo. I'd have to play a promo. So let's just – I'll play
just
the promo.
Just play the promo.
Okay.
Crash Test Radio. If you're listening to.
You're listening to Crash Test Radio. And if you, radio listeners.
If you want to get involved, the instant message name on AIM is Crash Test Losers Message Santa Claus.
Or Rob.
This is an exclusive IW Radio news break.
After the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind.
You are now listening to Crash Test Radio, only on iwradio.com.
Those are awesome.
Absolutely brilliant. So we're back, and we're going to do this game called...
It's called What the Fuck? I need all my game show sound effects. Where is Tom and everybody?
I don't know.
They all left.
So again, if you guys want to get involved, message us on the AIM name, Crash Test Losers. You know, because I think this could be good because I think some people could come up with some other fucked up shit than the ones we've come up
with.
Yeah,
totally. I think this would go for a while. I think it gives people a little in-depth look at our inner thoughts and everything. So basically the game, I mean, I don't want to explain it without Tom and everybody. What are you looking at me?
Why are you shaking your head, Groff?
This game's so old, dude.
We got some good ones,
though. I changed things around.
All right, that's what I like to hear.
It's like, dude.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, dude.
What would you rather do?
Look, see, I changed.
Yeah, there's some good ones.
Don't worry
in here.
About it.
Okay, good.
We're not totally doing hack bit radio.
Okay.
Question me, Groff.
I didn't know where I was.
I'm not
for
stupid.
I didn't know where I was for a second, but I remembered I'm back here on Crash's Radio. Fuck hack bit radio
jerk
central.
Off. All right.
Kyger's back. Get your headphones on.
Oh, fool.
Get your game.
Let's go, son.
Let's get your game face on.
All right.
First of all, everyone needs a pen and paper.
I got a B.
Which are these?
No, everyone's got a game piece
Thanks,
that says
Cliff.
A or B on it.
Okay.
All right. Everyone shut the fuck up. Rocco, explain the game.
All right, guys. So here's how we play the game. All right. I am going to be the host. Rod Cock. Cockerman.
I would just go with Rocco Burrow.
All right, whatever. And I'm going to pick someone. It's going to be Jarrett, Tom, or Groff. And I give you a question. What would you rather do? And there's only two choices. And the first choice is A, and the second choice is B.
I like
While
that
they're
organization.
Figuring that out, everyone else in the room has to guess what Jarrett's going to pick.
Or
if
or
you're
whoever
right,
is.
You get points. If you're wrong, you don't.
You get kicked in the balls.
You lose Booyah. No points, however. It's not like Jeopardy.
Okay. So. Are there daily doubles?
What's up?
Kyger's done for, dude. He's just eating the cheesy gordita crunch.
Dude, you it's totally so ignored that whole E. coli thing, right? I'm so worried to go back
Who's
there,
keeping
man.
Score?
What?
Who's Bobby score? From three will
Bobby
be keeping
from
score.
Three, get a piece of paper and a
you
pen.
You can still keep score.
Yo, we got my computer. We got my computer.
All right. Here.
If you give me a pen, I'll do it.
I got a pen. Here.
I'll do it.
No, you're guessing. I don't trust that. That's fucked up.
No, I'll do it. I promise.
No, contestants on the show are allowed to be related to any judges or anything along those lines.
I got score.
You got score? All right, Groffelstein's got score.
Okay. All right, is everybody ready to play What the Fuck?
Now, Tom, he tells me you're a hopeful rock star.
Tom, you look like a interesting young
question?
Kid. Yeah, let's give you the first question.
No, what? The same question can come to all of us.
No.
Okay.
That's not how I thought, Jared. Don't tegramize my authority.
Sorry.
Okay. Tom, you look like an interesting young man.
Thanks.
Tom.
Stop
Let me find
voice.
My question.
You're going to kill yourself.
You're just fucking bumbling around that book. Thanks, Coop.
I didn't know you could have such a stutter and be on the radio. It's impressive.
I know, right? We're
nice.
Breaking new grounds. Tom, if you were accidentally crapped your pants at work, who would you rather clean you? Jarrett or Groff?
So what? I
the worst. This is a horrible game.
So
right,
Jarrett is A and Groff is B. All
right, let me give you a different question.
That's horrible.
No. I want the answer. I want the answer.
I thought that was kind of funny.
We've come this
a
far.
A is Jarrett. B is Groff. Right.
Yeah. All right.
A Jarrett. B Kevin.
Everybody,
Tom,
get your.
What do I do? I have to put mine down.
Everyone, just get it. Get it so that when you pick it up, you're like this, and it shows everyone's thing. All right.
Wait.
A is me. B is Groff.
My answer is down under my taco.
I want you to lift it though. You're gonna hold off. All right,
it's done.
Remember, I'm slightly older than Jarrett. I've been wiping asses
okay.
a little bit longer.
I've already put my answer down. It doesn't matter to me.
All right, this is
Tom.
My guess. My guess is B. I'm saying Groff.
Let's
Groff,
what
are you saying? B. Groff is saying himself. Bobby
you're
from three.
Bobby's saying Groff.
Bobby's saying Groff.
Cliff
says
saying
Jarrett.
Tom.
What's
Jarrett.
Wait? What's Rip got? Rip's
got
it. Rip's got me. Coop has
Groff.
Groff.
What do
and
you
Tom?
Have, Rocco?
What?
I'm He's the host. Playing. He doesn't play
I will reveal
game.
My answer.
He makes way more money.
Tom, show us your answer. He said
oh!
It's a
I'm
huge
sorry
upset.
I doubted you.
It's only because...
I'm wait, hold on.
That
wait,
story
wait.
I told way back in the day, I shit myself.
And
you
I was
were
there
for
you.
Me. Sorry, Kevin. I'm sorry.
I'm done with the radio show. I'm done.
I know that we said it was a huge
you
upset.
You wouldn't
want to
clean
that.
My ass anyway.
We need to remember.
That's
kind of
gross.
We need to remember we're on the radio program so they can't see what you're holding up. Tom obviously held up my name.
A,
now you
I
got
held up
that.
A.
So okay.
A was the answer.
So Tom held up A. Very,
right.
very good. Jarrett, you get the points.
Thank you. No, Rick, by the way, I get points.
No,
I guess wrong. I guess Groff.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Nick and Cliff.
Nick and Cliff.
I knew he was going to pick you, Jarrett, because of that time when we were on tour and he puked himself and you were the one that had to clean him
up. Oh, and he puked. Yeah. You owe me a new pillow, by the way, which we'll discuss. I forgot about
that. Thanks a lot for guessing yourself.
Oh, we got to tell that story.
No, let's just finish the game first.
All right, yeah, let's get back to the game.
I forgot about that.
Nick and Cliff. All right.
We're good friends. That's fucked. I was pissed.
Jarrett.
Not any fucking.
Let's
play against your friendship, but you know I don't think I'd want you to touch my ass.
Someone just asked if I was part of the band.
Yes.
Jarrett.
Yeah.
Question.
This is my question to you.
Yes, sir. Whose voice changed magically since the first question was
I'm
asked on the game show?
Howie Mandel.
Okay. Deal.
Jarrett, this is your question. If Tom offered you $5,000 to rim him, would you? A is yes. B is no. Players lock in your answer. Jarrett, get your answer down. Players, lock in those answers.
Yeah, put your answer and put your hand over it.
I got it. Don't worry.
Put your hand over it. He knows. Jarrett, if Tom were to give you
a rim job,
$5,000.
What's a rim job?
Would you?
Why, that's when you stick your head, your legs over your head, and somebody licks your asshole.
Thank you, Kevin.
Would you
lose the page of the fucking question?
Was it rim him or let him rim you?
No, rim him.
Would you rim Tom?
Rim him.
Kevin?
Players. Did you say yes?
Yes, sir.
Ross says yes.
Bobby from Thrieve
says
yes.
Cliff says no.
Coop is shaking. Coop
no.
is so certain. Coop wants to bet double points
Tom
on this.
Tom says no.
No.
Jarrett, what is your answer?
There's no fucking
5,000?
Yes!
If you said like 250,000, there would have been thought
Where's
behind
the fucking music
it.
To be like, yeah!
I would do it for 5,000.
5,000? That ain't shit.
Please tell me there's someone listening who has a company that really wants some serious sponsorship. We're at 15,000 listeners right now. We'll give you sponsorship for the remainder of this show
if
every single day
me.
If you give us $5,000 so that Groff will eat out Tom's asshole.
Definitely. If anyone, someone out there listening has to
own a
company or be involved
with
something.
Or just have a really rich
how
parent
long?
You can take it from.
How long do you have to eat out the asshole?
We'll put like Hershey's.
7 seconds
or something. He has to get it
off. 7 seconds, and I will have the.
Oh, it's got to be over 7 seconds. I do
no,
it for
no.
7 seconds.
I'll make sure it's after I have the worst runs. In
no,
the
I'm saying,
world.
I'm saying, we
gotta keep
no.
it open and shit.
We'll clean his ass really good, but we'll put Hershey's syrup all over.
No, fuck that, dude. If he's getting $5,000
that's
for this,
tasty.
He's gonna pay.
That's just being gay.
I don't know. I think
next
this Hershey's
question.
Syrup makes it even gayer.
All right, let's give Croft a question.
Did you put ranch dressing
Kevin,
on it?
Kevin's next question.
All right, here's our
we'll
next question.
Put dairy
question.
Products all over so you're
so
shitting
who won
yourself
that?
Or are
who
you
won
lactose
that, guys?
Intolerant.
I did, Cliff did, and Sal did.
Groff, your question. If you could get an extra sex organ, which would you rather have? A vagina in the palm of your hand or a penis in the center of your chest?
What do you mean, or a?
Yeah,
that was
you
big.
Are a mess.
A vagina,
wait,
B penis.
Put
a
vagina
in the palm of your hand.
Hold
or
on. Put music on for a second. I have to ask you a question, and I need to mute everything else. All right, we're back. Rocco's
Richard
high,
Dawson.
Rocco's high as fuck. I didn't know if I was allowed to say that. On the air. He's a fucking travesty right now.
Groff.
Would it be A, a vagina in your hand, or A, a
if
penis in your chest?
If you could get an extra sex organ, Groff, which would you have? A, a vagina in the palm of your hand, or B, a penis in the center of your chest? Player, lock in your answer. Players,
now he
I'm
would,
ready.
He wouldn't lose his other penis, right? He'd have two penises, or he could have both.
No, he's,
he
a, typical, both. He's a typical male with the addition of A or B.
A is vagina, B is another penis.
I'm ready to answer.
Yes.
Okay, this everyone is ready? The easiest
Jarrett,
thing in the world.
Chuck Woolery.
Jarrett, everyone ready?
Is it
if
though?
Everyone doesn't answer A, then you go to hell.
A's in the air for me.
A.
Well,
yeah, that is the dumbest question ever. You are a horrible host.
He just said B because he's an idiot.
No, I didn't say anything yet.
What'd you say?
Well, I mean, I already whack it with my hand. Why don't I want to have a vagina up in that piece?
Oh, yeah!
Motherfucker!
What? Everyone gets a point.
Oh my god. Can you? Are there any good questions that
Wait,
you came up with?
Does anyone know of a doctor that can actually do that? Because I'd love the vagina on my hand.
If you're a doctor listening to
we
this
all,
show.
All of us fuck our own hands, so why not just add a vagina to it?
Wow, this game was a lot
that
more fun
that would feel
the other
so
day.
Good. Right?
Okay. Let's do no more questions. And
No, it's Bobby. Bobby gets the question now.
All right, let's give Bobby one.
We're going around the room,
Bobby.
Right?
Okay, sure.
Whose ass would you rather have your nose completely stuck into the next time he or she passes gas?
I really hope I'm involved. Let's go.
Groff,
A. Groff. A. Kevin. Groff. Kevin Groff. A.
Or Rocco.
B. Rocco.
I don't know how much knowledge he
has. I got
knows.
Mine.
I have mine, too.
Mine's ready. Bobby, do you have your answer ready? Yes. Yes, he does. Okay.
Bobby is ready.
All right. Cliff, you go first. What you got? A.
Cliff has A.
Kevin's S.
Groff, what do you have?
The couch has B.
I certainly don't have myself. Groff, I have
B.
Rocco.
The couch has B.
Me and you.
I have A.
Why would you go with A? That kid.
You are sick, dude. You lived with me for 4 years.
Yeah. Groff has
I'm
the
not
worst
saying what
smelling.
I want to do.
Groff is the worst smelling
what
gas
did Bobby
in the world.
Pick? I don't care. What did Bobby pick?
Okay, my parents might be listening.
I'll take my A! I got it.
I'll take my chances.
You're Cliff. Out of your mind. He's lactose intolerant.
I just
want to
let you know that Cliff has gotten every single answer right so far.
Hey, the local stoner's walking through the room, our local drug dealer.
Thanks, man.
Yo, Cliff has gotten every single answer right so far.
I'd also like to point out that I have the worst smelling ass ever. Ever? So Bobby, you're
Kevin,
in for a treat.
Kevin, are you taking notes on who's getting what right?
Yeah.
That's a funny thing, too. Cliff
well, because
has,
you missed
doesn't
that last
even know
one.
Anyone.
I got one right.
That's the most amazing part. I bet people at home are
the
getting
couch
it right
missed
too.
That one.
Yeah, you have one right.
Cliff's mic
no,
doesn't
two.
Seem to be working very Cliff. Well today.
That's two.
You're supposed to grab that one.
No, it's three. Don't fuck with
no,
me.
No, two.
What? All right. All right. Not let's true. Go back. One more question.
Nah.
And then we'll end this horrible
Cliff's turn.
Crap.
Cliff's turn.
I want to play it.
No, I like this game. Keep going. Okay. Cliff's turn.
All right. Cliff, whose sperm would you rather have a mouth full of? A, mine. Or B, Jarrett's.
Oh, God.
Ouch. Lock in your answer. Remember what I eat.
Either way. Ooh.
You can't throw those things, those one-liners in, Rodney
Dangerfield. I've been on the
field. One-liner.
No, because I heard semen tastes bad with
okay,
your diet.
Okay, I'm ready.
If you eat a shitty all right, diet,
Rocco,
semen
you're first,
tastes
dude. Oh, you don't answer. You don't play.
Yeah,
couch.
You're the host. Couch.
B. A. Sal's got B, Nick's got A, Ripper I've got B.
Rip believes in my semen
I've
more
got
than
B.
anybody else. Yeah, wait, oh.
What are, Cliff, what
B.
are you?
I'm going B. I'm
yes!
With Jarrett.
Yeah, sorry.
Kevin, please mark
oh,
down
wait,
that
B's
I got
me?
It right again.
Yeah, he'd rather have your semen.
Oh, Rip doesn't want my semen. Everyone else does. Sorry, my total
so,
mistake. I fucked that one
I
up.
I got it.
Tom got it. Who else?
I myself, had A. Of course. But I thought A was me, so.
A is you. B is Rocco.
Oh.
You fucked up.
Everyone
wait,
but Jared got it.
Cliff thought. wait, Cliff. Who,
wait, oh,
who,
no.
A
was Rocco.
Rocco, B.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I was
I
with
mean,
you.
B, Jared.
Oh, okay. I meant B then. I was
yeah,
B
okay.
as well.
Cliff
I was going. I was going for a conceited idea and saying that I'm all that.
Rocco, you want me to ask you a question now?
You're wrong.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. I'm high.
I started a bunch of them.
Rocco,
the
would you rather?
Remotely fun.
Wait, I got a question for Rocco though.
I have one that's way more vulgar.
What?
Would you here you go. Do you want to go now or can I just do this one real quick?
Apparently you want or can I just do this, so I'll give it to you. Oh, the canned laughter.
Who would you rather make out with? A person with severe acne or B a person with chicken pox?
Are the chicken pox on their face?
Yeah, all over.
All over,
all over the body.
All over.
A, herpes? A person with severe acne, so you can picture
like
the
really
pus,
severe.
The pussing fucking
pizza
blackheads.
Face.
Oh, like
pizza
where their face
yeah,
looks
pizza.
Like they hurt?
Yeah, pizza heads, blackheads.
Crater
like,
face cobra? Or
yeah,
whatever.
Crater face cobra from fucking Saved by the Bell. Or a person with chicken pox.
Okay.
Miranda from Sex and the City.
Okay. Wait, no, is it happening?
Thank
to be
you,
her?
Homosexual.
What?
Okay, I know.
Okay, Rocco? Wait, let me pick my answer too. All right, I got mine.
Rocco,
right.
What's?
I'm going. I'm Jared. Saying. I'm saying chicken pox.
Chicken pox.
You would
chicken
do chicken pox.
Pox.
You chicken would
pox.
Do chicken pox.
Chicken pox. Cliff.
Chicken pox. Everyone's saying
chicken,
chicken pox.
Yeah, I said the same thing.
I totally said chicken pox.
Okay.
All right, that was too easy.
I've already had.
Wow.
Right.
Well, my questions suck, dick. So let's start out play a song or something. Jared, you got one more question.
I have a horribly disgusting question.
Wait.
It's so fucked up.
We have a tie right now between Tom and Cliff.
Okay.
All right, I'm bringing it down
to the tiebreaker. Right. I'm bringing it down. This is really disgusting, really horrible, and really vulgar.
I like where you're going with this.
This is bad.
Bring it, Daddy.
What do you think Rocco would rather do? A, give his dad a blowjob? Or B, eat his mother out?
Players locking your vote.
A is
Rocco
give his
locking
mother
your vote.
Excuse me. A is give his father dome. and B is lick box from his mother. Now I know this is fucked up, but I need to know my answer.
I don't know if I can give an answer.
Rocco is sure of this. Okay, hold on a second. I'm gonna host.
Wait,
from this point.
B is mom.
B is.
Well, it's basically Cliff and I right here, right?
Yes, but hold on. I need to know Rocco's answer. Oh well, I don't know if I can trust you guys.
No, I'm not gonna. Look,
yeah,
I'm
I can't.
Holding, no.
Okay,
no,
I can trust
no,
you guys. All right,
yeah.
Rocco.
Hey, look.
Would you rather give your dad dome or eat your mom out?
Show A or B.
Just say the answer. Just say the answer.
I gotta go with that.
No, I need no reaction from you guys.
Yes!
Okay, I know the answer. I know the answer. Okay.
What is it?
All right, Tom. Please tell me what you think Rocco would rather do.
I think Rocco would rather suck his dad's dick.
A, Cliff. Also with A, Rocco showed me B, which was eat his mother out.
Again.
We need another round.
We need another one.
I thought you meant again like he's already done it before.
No,
Cliff and I are tied.
We need one more. We need a tiebreaker.
How can I?
One more.
Anyone else think of something?
Pick one from the book.
Bobby has one.
I was going to say let's get one from a listener online.
Let's get one from a listener online.
That's fucked up though. Bobby was offering it.
All right, Bobby, ask yours too.
Let's hear if Bobby's is any good, and let's go with it.
Because it's on a delay, so you go first. Ask your question.
All righty. Rocco.
Shut the fuck up. All right.
Whose face would you rather drop your balls on? Mine? Or
I knew it was going to be something fucking stupid.
No, that's
stupid.
Not even good.
I knew it was going to be something. That's reality.
Right. No, it's not stupid.
You're lucky.
Gay.
Here's what we're going to do.
I have one.
I have
Wait. Kevin's got a response.
I have a really terrible one from a listener online.
What's their name? I want to know these
The name
people.
Is RandomVillain113.
Cool screen
Random
name, dude.
RandomVillain, I will attest to what you say.
Let's play Warcraft.
This is awful. Okay. We're not even going to play this one.
Okay.
That's how bad it is.
Let's hear how terrible.
Would you rather watch your parents have sex or have sex with your mom?
You're an idiot, dude.
Why is that so bad?
That is so obvious. I'd rather watch my parents have sex.
What are you kidding me? I'd rather have sex with my mom.
What? All
right. Hold on.
Yo, RandomVillain, you're fucking up right now.
All
right.
What we're going to do is we want listeners to message us on Crash Test Losers on AIM. Message us on Crash Test Losers on the AOL Instant Messenger. We're going to go to a song. We're going to come back with the ultimate question for the overtime round. And the loser is getting the winner's balls dropped on their head.
No.
What's that?
I'm not into that.
Are we doing that again? Whoa, what?
We'll figure something out. Let's go to a song. Get a song ready. We're going to get a good question. And we're going to get something good on top of it.
All right. Here's Goldfinger, you guys. Mind's Eye.
Goldfinger.
I love this song.
Crash Test Radio, only on Adobe Radio. What were you going to say?
Crash Test Losers on AIM. Message us some good shit. Let's go.
All right. Here's Goldfinger. We'll be right back.
I can hear from my mind's eye. I'm And being the alcoholic I am, I didn't have a chance to take a piss during that music break.
Neither did I. I had a cigarette out that little window.
Jesus,
like fuck. Five puffs. What's up, guys? It's Crash Test Radio. Instant message us, Crash Test Losers, on AIM.
Here, Tom, that's for you.
Check out our MySpace, myspace.com/CrashTestRadio. We're asking you guys a question. What would you rather do? A really good, fucked up one that we can break the tie between Tom and Cliff here. Groff, how we doing over there?
We're doing great. I've made a selection. Ready to go.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, this comes from...
Yes.
Sconrad R. Sconrad R, you are the one. You've been selected.
Okay.
Would you rather have sex with a diseased hooker? Very diseased. We're talking 3-4 on top of each other. Diseases on diseases. Or sex with your sister.
Oof.
Me?
Wait, okay, hold on a second. Hold on.
This isn't a strange sister. This is a sister you're close with.
I'm saying how you can't say AIDS. Because that means like you're gonna die.
No AIDS.
But you're talking about a disease that'll stick
with
you. We're talking like your piss will hurt every once in a while.
We're talking. She's got herpes, chlamydia, gonorrhea. I mean, she's got it all. Got down there. Everything minus the deadly diseases.
You're not. You're not gonna die. Are you gonna have herpes like shit on your lips for the rest of your life?
Are you gonna eat her out?
I might.
Then yes.
Well, okay. No, I think we need. I need to.
I think that's too easy.
Why is that?
How?
I say you have.
I'll take the fucking diseases.
Wait, is you're asking me, right?
The question
is
for you.
Steve from Iowa.
Or yeah. Oh, it's Steve.
No, it's
nice job, Steve.
It's for Cliff and I.
No. We know it's Steve's the one who sent the message, and
you just
fuck.
Said this, the question is for you, talking to Rocco. So
yeah,
it's not for him. It's for me.
No,
and Cliff.
The question
I'd
is, what would
like
Rocco do? Thank you, Cliff.
The question is, what would I do when you have to pet?
Cliff needs a mic. Wait, hold on a second. The couch mic is not being used, and Cliff is sitting here without a microphone for the entire show.
Okay. I think I'm going to add a little piece to it.
Steve, go, dude, that's too easy. Obviously, I'd have sex with my sister.
You can just
I'm
hold
not
it,
gonna
yeah,
get
fine.
Disease for the
I'm
rest
going
of my
to
life.
Add a piece into it.
Okay.
You're using no protection, and you have to come inside of her.
Your sister?
That changes
either
nothing.
One.
That changes nothing.
Okay.
This is too easy.
Hold
it's
on.
Too easy because it's going to be the sister. No one wants diseases. I'd rather have sex with someone that I'm not
going
to get diseases
well, that's why
for
I'm
the
saying,
rest of my life.
I agree. I'm saying dummy down the disease
it's
to
too
like
easy.
Your piss is going to sting for parts of your life.
I've been there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's too easy. New question.
Ugh. Yeah.
All right,
Steve,
get another
Steve,
one.
Steve, you did good, but go fuck yourself.
All right, what else
just
you
kidding,
got?
I love
any,
you, Steve.
What's the worst one you got?
Would you rather have your hand cut off?
Or your
don't
dick
say,
cut off?
Or
don't,
one,
don't tell me.
Or one testicle.
Okay, I can live with that.
I can't.
So I have to guess what Rocco's going
I can't live
say?
Without one testicle. Are you kidding me?
There's a trick
your
to this
hand
game.
Or
hand.
One testicle?
I think this is easy again.
Yeah, I think this is
what's
easy.
What's A?
A is hand and B is testicle.
There's no way that could be easy.
It's totally easy.
All right, I'm now going to swallow the game piece in 2 days when I crap it out. Whichever
side it lands on
up,
in the
yeah,
toilet.
That would be my answer.
A is not having a hand. You can talk into your mic, Cliff.
Good point. Yeah. All right, so, Cliff, what did you say?
Something's going on in that room that's amazing. The couch just got up, and they're going into the green room.
It's all right.
Jose, what? Jose's tickling Derek's asshole?
Yeah.
All right,
back to the game.
Give me the answer.
Cliff, what did you guess?
I said B.
I'll give you one.
You think Rocco would give up his hand to
give
have
up
both testes?
Ball. No, he no, thinks no, no. I'll give up
give
my
up
ball.
The ball.
You're
yeah.
like dyslexic.
Exactly. I am dyslexic. Tom, get off your phone.
He said B. Yeah, I said
all right.
B.
Yeah, so exactly. Right. I agree. It's way too God, easy.
Damn
I'll
it.
Give you one that isn't sexual or dirty in any way. Would you rather bare hands take on a fight with a cheetah or a shark?
That is retarded.
Yet amazing at the same time.
No. No, it's really not. And,
bare hands take on a fight with a cheetah or a shark?
Rip's taking the shark. Just in case anyone's wondering what the couch what is saying.
Rip, I don't know if you got something there.
How about we just tie and just go on to something
play
else? Let's go on to Britney Spears. That's
fine. Can you just play that?
One of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having
from hearing you, Kevin. Let's just go on to something else, because Cliff and I tied for the winnership.
All right, so Britney Spears looks like that alien.
Yeah, okay.
That alien and alien.
Yeah. Britney Spears is a fucking idiot.
This is what I think.
I'm going to shave my head so that the media doesn't look at me. Now I'm going to gain more attention by shaving my head, alien girl.
It's true. And I think our podcast from last week is up, and I think she's a very big John supporter. And I think that's why she shaved her head. Because she totally agrees with John. She's on the John army.
Yo, what up, Secunda?
What?
What, Groff? Groff is pointing at the computer screen.
I don't know. I think that Steve from Iowa has a great one here.
Do you?
I think we got to go back.
All right.
Revisiting?
Revisit.
Game show music. Revisit.
Try me.
This better be incredible.
Try it.
No masturbating for the rest of your life. Or
A.
No alcohol for the rest of your life.
Oh, my God. That's tough.
Now, but with Rocco, it throws for a loop because Rocco doesn't drink that much. I would make it no pot for the rest of your life.
No, Jared, you have to be the answer. We have to answer what you answer,
yeah,
not
that's
Rocco.
Good. What Jared?
You.
But Jared,
you have to be
no
the,
drugs.
No, for you, no alcohol or no beating off.
Because you beat off a lot and you drink a lot.
You do beat off an awful lot. But go ahead. You go, dude. You have to pick
give
the
up beating off or give
no,
up.
No, A is alcohol.
I give up alcohol.
Wait, A is giving up beating off.
Oh God.
B is giving up alcohol. What do you do? Show your answer and Cliff and I will succumb
That's
to
hard.
The pressure.
That is really hard.
I don't know if I can answer that.
You have to fucking answer.
Thank you, Steve.
You have 10 seconds.
A is giving up beating off.
Yes.
And
B
is
giving
up
alcohol.
Booze. Giving
any,
up B for
getting
booze.
Drunk. Jarrett, please answer the question.
This is hard, man. For him?
That's funny, because A is alcohol and B is booze. So it's easy for this dyslexic
yes,
fuck.
Yes, A, alcohol, B, booze. Now do it. You have 10 seconds. 10.
You gotta come up with something, man.
7, 4, 2, 1. Answer. Cliff.
B, booze.
God damn it.
He's going B, booze. Tom said B booze too.
I said A.
I went A.
I thought you said no, he said B. I said B. Everyone was right.
See, that's why we have to stop this because Cliff and I are just on the same page.
You're on the same page. Back to Britney Spears.
Do you guys want
to
kiss?
yeah. What the fuck?
Get out of here, Sando.
Kiss on that page.
Oh, man.
Well, so we'll revisit that in a little bit.
So what's up with the Brit? There's one thing I'm angry about with
Who
the whole
gives
thing.
A fuck.
She should have done Playboy right? before she shaved her head.
No,
and before she got pregnant.
She still got all so chubby, dude.
Yeah.
She's so chubby.
Like 18.
Yeah.
She's a mess. She's gone. She's done. There's no helping her.
She's done for.
She's done. So chubby. I bet she doesn't even shave.
Oh my God.
Her head. No, her head. Her head.
We saw
head.
That. We saw. She does.
Her
those
head.
Pictures came out
her head.
Ago.
Those are fake, like Lindsay Lohan's.
We saw the C-section, too.
Really? You think so?
The C-section was the best. That really got me off.
The scar?
Yeah.
I love
C-section. That midsection stomach fucking scar, like straight down the belly.
Her wound. Her baby wound.
Oh my God.
Someone.
Bobby from 3 have just called me up and he's like, yo, I just want to put it in that fucking scar.
You are out of your mind. Let's go to a song and let's discuss what we're going to do because it's 10 o'clock, so we have to decide if we're going
We're getting off
tonight.
The air.
Is that it?
No. Would you rather get off the air or have sex with Britney Spears' head? Would you rather lick her head or get off the air?
I'd come on that head.
No, would you rather smear your semen on her head?
Or her balls?
Wax on, wax off her head with your ball sack.
I think the wax on, wax off thing would be fun.
Okay, yeah.
Again, on the same page.
Well, would you rather do the karate kick, like the Mr. Miyagi crane kick to Britney Spears' face, or would you rather eat one of her baby's fingers?
Obviously, rather eat one of her baby's
fingers. Well, no, this is a kind of a... Who would you rather have sex with? Britney Spears now?
Or... Jack Nicholson, 1974.
What?
Jack Nicholson, 1974. Go, Pickle, go.
Or Bette Midler when she was Britney Spears' age.
I'm high.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Brett did.
Who would you rather
smoked
have sex
a lot
with?
Of weed tonight, dude. I'm really high.
I didn't say any of that.
So now we all know that Rocco has a fantasy about Bette Midler. So.
No,
Brett Midler?
When she has
Is
that
like
big...
Brett Saberhagen?
When she... Oh, no.
He pitched a no-hitter against Brett Slips.
Shut up. No, I'm talking about Barbara Streisand when she had that big nose in that Yentl movie.
Yentl?
Yentl?
So that's the soup? Yeah, Yentl soup. Okay.
Yeah, no. It was that's the name of the movie.
Yeah, okay.
When she had the big nose
hey,
when she was like young.
Chill.
So that's your fetish?
No,
Barbara
no,
Streisand?
I'm saying, who would you rather be?
I'm Rocco. I love
Britney
Howard
Spears?
Stern.
We're going to give them a song.
Please.
And then and it's by a band called Adam's Not Funny, which is Rocco's old
oh,
band.
Oh, God, this is classic.
I don't have any.
Yeah, you do.
No,
he doesn't.
Make it happen.
I don't.
Can you play...
No, we picked another song for tonight.
Can you play a Don't Alarm?
What did we pick?
The Brad Rosen song?
No, I don't have that. The
People
song?
Want us to stay.
They always say they want us to stay, and then they fucking sign off and stop listening to us. They fuck us.
Yo.
It's like answering the wrong question on Millionaire when you totally know the answer. Let's poll the audience. Like some asshole says the total wrong answer.
A boo.
A boo. That's not on there, but a boo. That's not a song.
Would
this
you
is
like...
Our, this is our Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Deal or no deal, Rocco?
That's your final answer.
Oh, this kid's pissed.
What kid?
Tom from Adobe.
Who are you talking to?
Stop being on the air.
Mr. Rostar.
Why? What
he's
he
pissed.
DJ Rostar.
He's pissed.
I have a show to get on in 10 minutes. The matches are going to call me up.
DJ Rockstar, go fuck yourself.
DJ Rockstar? DJ.
I like Ross.
So do I. I just love messing with him because he always is saying something to you.
I didn't think we made fun of him at all tonight. We just mentioned that he was on Lingo and he lost and he's pissed about it.
Oh, he got mad at me. It's probably me because I'm just being an idiot.
Thanks for the joke about me and the free publicity. I never talk about you ever.
What?
Oh, so now he's being a dick. Yo, you guys always talk about me, but I never talk about you.
And I said it was a joke. We talked about lingo. We're going to a song, then we're going to discuss if we're coming back or not.
I had this Providence on the air last night.
We'll come back either
way. I don't even know. Cute is what we aim for. The best band in the world on my show last night.
But hey, we can all talk shit on the radio. Let's
go. Doesn't he live in like an apartment and his bathroom is so gross that it's like even worse than our apartment?
Ross has the grossest bathroom in the entire world.
I think there was like shit stains all over the fucking toilet seat.
But he has all
Ross.
He has like all his random mail left out.
Are we getting into
so
the insides of DJ Rockstar?
DJ Rockstar.
When we return on Crash Test.
DJ Rockstar.
Radio. Message us on Crash Test. This is on AIM.
We're going to be interviewing My American Heart later.
Kiger's an asshole. This is Catch 22.
Streetlight
nice.
Manifesto.
Oh,
don't get it wrong.
Playing the same shit.
It is pretty much.
No, he adds one different line. This
people
song.
Had to buy the same CD twice.
Hey, Rocco, don't sing over the song, dude.
Makeup, and if you do, you won't get laid. You won't make money, no, you won't get paid. And you act so free.
People are paying attention. It's cutting out.
Wait.
We're back with Crash House Radio, and hey!
We are.
The show's over.
Case Bay Nights.
We've got nothing to go to. This is what happens sometimes when we drink a little too much for shows.
No, it's because it's 9 to 10. It's now 10:07.
Yeah, we don't have enough material.
That's true.
No, we had too much material.
Time.
What do you mean we had too much material?
It's past 10 o'clock. You're supposed to stop at 10.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's not really.
DJ Rawstar is fucking pissing in his diapers.
No, he's not on Mondays. He's not on Mondays. Why do you hate DJ Rawstar so much?
I don't. I love fucking with him because I know he takes it to heart. He's one of those guys that you can, like, fuck with.
Yeah.
And he like, it's like Jarrett. You fuck with him, he takes it to heart.
I'm sorry if I'm sensitive.
Wow, that dick.
No, it's not dick. It's hilarious. Rocco knows. He just gave me that fucking eye to eye, like, yeah, I understand.
I totally know that joke.
2 weeks in a row, I got to deal with
this. I'm going to throw you through a wall, dude.
I'm not getting involved.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
I have a good time with the show.
Who the fuck?
Bring it down.
We're not talking about this.
All right, let's get
out of this. Not interested.
N-I.
Let's play that Catch-22 song again. All right, you guys have been listening to Crash Test Radio. It's Monday, Friday, February. Monday, Friday.
Wow.
I have one thing to say to all you people listening right now. I know every single one of you guys has a MySpace. So go on your goddamn MySpace and add myspace.com/CrashTestRadio. Because we have like 100 friends. Add us, you douchebags.
If you add us tonight, we'll tell you what happened on the game show.
Yeah, yeah. If you add us, we'll break the code of ethics. We will commit the crime of impeaching a contract.
Impeaching a contract.
You'll break the deal memo.
I don't fucking know.
Impeaching a contract. Throwing the president out of office on a contract.
John told me to tell you
you're an idiot.
Not involved.
See, he can't handle it.
I don't talk about John. John's
case in point.
Me.
What I could say about before.
It's done.
Remember that? That's different, though.
I can't bring John's side.
It's done.
Personally.
Why we gotta get all weird in the show?
It's not weird. You just feel weird because you're awkward.
We're not talking about it.
Thank you guys for being all tonight. That's for sure.
Don't leave.
Don't leave.
See what you did?
I'm done. Go.
Look what you did.
Jared's just going to leave because he feels really awkward right now. Rocco is laughing about it.
No,
he put the headphones back on.
Let
he can't
talk.
Handle
let
being
me
away.
Talk. Let me talk for a second. I said I'm not talking about John this show. I said it's done. Shit went down last week that was really fucked up. And I'm done with it. I don't want to bring it up. I don't want him talking about me. I'm not talking about
and
him.
I agreed with him.
I'm showing
that's why I'm not
I'm showing,
saying
I'm showing.
Hey, you said something too.
I'm showing not a really. Common... Me, personally, I'm showing a respect to John that is I don't talk to him about it. That's it.
It's just a fucking radio show.
So
it shouldn't be taken seriously anyway.
Well, Tom and I are just
I agree,
dicks.
But I'm done with it.
Yeah, I'm just a dickhead, right, obviously.
I'm an asshole, and I'll do it.
No.
Jared's done. Jared's done. The headphones are off. He's heading into bed. It's now 10 o'clock.
Will
it's time for him to go to bed.
Even if this shit didn't go down, he'd still be going to bed right now.
Bobby from 3 of you is taking over the fucking master seat.
You two have to stay here.
I'm fine with that.
I think he's going to kill someone. I
think
he's going to kill you.
Is he going to cut my penis off?
Bobby has the biggest glow on his face right now. He's got Jarrett's headphones on. He's in his seat. He feels Jarrett's warmth on his ass. He's like, God, this is incredible.
Dude, did you fart? Because it feels nice.
Tell me everything you drank today.
Tell me everything.
What'd you drink today?
I don't know, a couple glasses of wine, a couple bottles of brew.
What time did you start drinking?
A couple hits of the weed.
Did you?
No, I didn't hit. I don't smoke weed.
That's a lie.
No, I listened to episode 7. I told you all about it. You fucking...
Yeah, who's got a lighter?
Liar! No, we gotta get the hell out of here.
Yeah, we're done.
Jared, how do you shut this shit off?
What just got here?
No, I'm sorry,
you just
Bobby.
Close your laptop lid.
You close the laptop lid and we're done. We don't even know how to get off the air now.
I do.
All right, Rocco does.
Guys, you've been listening to Crash Test Radio.
Oh, Jared comes back.
Check out whatever the hell is going to happen next Monday. I have no idea.
This whole episode was dedicated to John Secunda.
Check us out, MySpace.com.
In remembrance of you, baby.
We're out. I got to shut Tom up. And we'll see you next week.